This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Kyra Buckley. More than 30 years ago, the city of Thornton purchased water rights along the Poudre River. Those rights sat untouched for decades, until now. Tomorrow night, the city will learn whether or not it can proceed with construction of a hotly debated pipeline to bring that water south. KUNC's Matt Bloom has been following this, and he joins me now. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Kyra.
So what exactly is being decided tomorrow?
Larimer County commissioners are scheduled to make a big decision around whether or not to give a special permit to the city of Thornton. And Thornton needs this permit to start building a giant underground water pipeline through Larimer County, most notably this heavily populated area just north of Fort Collins, along this road, Douglas Road specifically. And as you can imagine, this has stirred up a lot of the residents that live there.
Oh, I bet. I Googled this, and those cities, they're pretty far apart, geographically, that is. So give us some background on this pipeline and why Thornton wants to do this.
Basically, Thornton's population is growing, and they need this water. And as a reminder, they bought this water back in the 1980s to save it for a day like today. And a lot of Fort Collins residents are asking, why do you need to pipe this through our community? And the reason is because Fort Collins lies directly in the path of the point where Thornton wants to take the water out of the Poudre River and the city of Thornton itself.
This perhaps is the end to a series of meetings and delays on the vote. So what has this process been like?
Right. The decision was actually supposed to come down July 9th. So we've been waiting a long time to hear whether or not they're going to get this thing. In these meetings, you can feel the tension between the community and the city of Thornton and the commissioners. You have water managers from Thornton. Mayor Heidi Williams has been there, and she's made a speech. They're sitting at the very, very front of the room, and right behind them you have at least 200 Larimer County residents.
Wow.
All ready to make their two-minute public comment, and they've gone very late. Let's listen to Loretta Keaton. She lives along Douglas Road, this proposed pipeline route, and she asked the commissioners at the last meeting to deny this request.
I'm very concerned about the destruction of our road as well as our quality of life. The noise, the pollution, the large piles of dirt, as well as large pieces of equipment and fuel fumes will be a nightmare.
To Thornton's credit, they have tried to address these construction concerns to varying levels of success with the community.
So then what does the city of Thornton say about that criticism?
Well, they continue to say that they own these water rights. They have the right to access them. But they do acknowledge that this will have an impact on the community, and they've tried to varying levels of success to build a bridge with the people of Larimer County. They've bought full-page ads in the Coloradoan. They've tried to hold public meetings. Mark Culliber, he's the Thornton Water Project director, and I asked him what he'd do if this permit request got denied.
If they say, we denied it because of X, Y, and Z, well, maybe we can address X, Y, and Z. So we really need to look at how it's structured or what the commissioners were not seeing that we can possibly address in that denial.
There's also the option of compromising with Larimer County, changing a few things in the application, which will take up the bulk of tomorrow night's meeting, that conversation.
So which way do you think they're going to go, and what's the significance either way?
It's hard to say because the county commissioners have the final say. They obviously have the interests of Larimer County, front and center for them. Thornton's population is getting ready to double, though. They're going to be up to 240,000 people in the coming decades, and they're going to get that water regardless. And this kind of speaks to growth broadly along the Front Range. Cities are growing in population, their needs are growing, and we have things like water. That's a finite resource, and you're going to start seeing more of these conflicts spring up as population grows. Regardless, Thornton has a long way before this thing gets built. This 60-plus mile pipeline needs hundreds of permits, and they're just getting started.
Wow. And Matt, you're going to be at that meeting tomorrow?
I am, yes. And we'll have more right after the decision.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Kyra.